Yeah, tell me why you hated Inglourious Basterds.
First of all, I was in a full movie theater, and everyone thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, which it was.
Except for me and the person I was with. I just thought, okay, I like Quentin Tarantino, I love the Kill Bill movies, but I felt like the violence was egregious.
There was like three scenes of violence in the
movie. What are you talking about? There was like scalpings, up closes of multiple scalpings in multiple scenes. He sticks his finger, they get a close shot of him sticking his finger in her gunshot wound, and then like, and then, okay, the carving of the swastika on the forehead was kind of cool, but also like, so disgusting. Like, the last scene with that was pretty egregious. I felt like...
Because they should have gratuitous.
It was gratuitous, yeah. I just thought that...
Have you seen Pulp Fiction or Kill Bill?
I have. And I like
them both. Because Kill Bill is like infinitely more violent.
Is it?
Yes, it
but
is.
But the violence...
Did you see Kill Bill Volume 1?
Yeah.
She kills 80 people.
I know, she kills a lot of people, but it's not...
And it's really gory, and there's blood spurting everywhere.
But there's blood spurting, but it's not... You're not looking at somebody's face and seeing, you know, the sweat coming out of their pores as somebody is carving an image on their forehead with a knife. Like, there's just, like, a
detail. Yeah, instead
detail.
Someone lops off a limb and there's blood, like, squirting all over the place.
I think people are... I'm more accustomed to those kinds of images of violence. This is... It's different.
Okay,
also,
so forget about the violence.
Okay, also, there were certain parts of the movies I really liked, but I felt like it didn't, like, come together. Like, I couldn't relate to any of the characters that well, except for, I thought, obviously, the guy that played the head, like, the Jew Hunter, whatever, was really good.
Hans Landa.
Yeah, I thought he was amazing. And I thought he was the best character, and I really liked how he acted it. But I felt like Brad Pitt just did an impersonation of, like, George Clooney, basically. It was like Brad Pitt being George Clooney in...
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou.
In Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou.
I mean, but he's supposed to be a cartoon character.
Is he?
Yes.
No. Why?
I mean, that's just the
way... That's just what he wanted.
Yeah, I think that's what they were going for.
But that's... Okay, so that... It felt part sort of cartoony, but also... It, like, tried to walk this line of, like, humor and, like, exaggeration... Or humor by virtue of, like, exaggerating things. But then it also tried to be serious in other ways, and it just didn't feel... I didn't think it pulled it off that well.
All right. Well, that's fair enough.